Song 2. There's a blood flow happening here tonight. There's a blood flow happening here today. There is no worry in my way, for I am bold and I'm living in the blood flow. Hey, I'm living in the blood flow. Hey, I'm living in the blood flow. And I'm living in the blood flow. It says the blood flow. There's a blood flow happening here today. There's a blood flow happening here today. There is no worry in my way, for I am bold and I'm living in the blood flow. Hey, and I'm living in the blood flow. Hey, and I'm living in the blood flow. Hey, and I'm living in the blood. Say, there's a blood flow. There's a blood flow happening here today. There's a blood flow happening here today. There is no worry in my way, for I am bold and I'm living in the blood flow. Hey, I'm living in the blood flow. Hey, I'm living in the blood flow. Hey, I'm living in the blood flow. Come on. There's a blood flow. There's a blood flow happening here today. There's a blood flow happening here today. There is no worry in my way, for I am bold and I'm living in the blood flow. Hey, I'm living in the blood flow. And I'm living in the blood flow. And I'm living in the blood flow. In that flow is my money. In that flow is my health. In that flow is the impossible. You ain't seen nothing yet. In that flow is my money. In that flow is my health. In that flow is the impossible. You ain't seen nothing yet. In that flow. In that flow is my money. In that flow is my health. In that flow is the impossible. You ain't seen nothing yet. In that flow is my money. In that flow is my health. In that flow is the impossible. You ain't seen nothing. There's a blood flow happening. Blood flow happening here today. There's a blood flow happening here today. There is no worry in my way, for I am bold and I'm living in the blood flow. Hey, I'm living in the blood flow. Hey, I'm living in the blood flow. Hey, I'm living in the blood. Hey, there's a blood flow. There's a blood flow happening here today. There is no worry in my way, for I am bold and I'm living in the blood flow. Hey, I'm living in the blood flow. Hey, I'm living in the blood flow. Hey, I'm living in the blood flow. Cause in that flow is my money. In that flow is my health. In that flow is the impossible. You ain't seen nothing yet. In that flow is my money. In that flow is my health. In that flow is the impossible. You ain't seen nothing. In that flow. In that flow is my money. In that flow is my health. In that flow is the impossible. You ain't seen nothing. In that flow. In that flow is my money. In that flow is my health. In that flow is the impossible. You ain't seen.
I want to hear you say, in that flow.
In that flow.
In that flow. Now I want to act like, I want you to act like a meaning.
In that flow is my money. In that flow is my health. In that flow is the impossible. You ain't seen.
Come on.
In that flow. In that flow. In that flow is the impossible. You ain't seen. Hey, in that flow. In that flow is my money. In that flow is my health. In that flow is the impossible. You ain't seen nothing.
In that flow.
In that flow is my money. In that flow is my health. In that flow is the impossible. You ain't seen.
There's a blood flow happening. Blood flow happening here today.
There's a blood flow happening here today. There is no worry in my way, for I am bold and I'm living in the blood flow. Hey, I'm living in the blood flow. Hey, I'm living in the blood flow. Hey,
I'm Come on, lift your voices to the Lord. worthy God.
Hallelujah.
We give you praise.
Hallelujah.
We bless your name.
Hallelujah.
You are faithful God.
Hallelujah.
You're the Holy One.
Hallelujah.
We bless your name.
Hallelujah.
We give you praise.
Hallelujah.
We give you praise.
Hallelujah.
We give you praise.
Hallelujah.
We bless your name.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Come on, lift your hands. Hallelujah, Lord. We bless your name. We give you praise. For you're worthy, you're worthy, you're worthy. You're the Holy One. Be blessed today. We glorify your name. Hallelujah. Come on, shout to the Lord. Us to break out of situations, oh God. We declare that we are the victorious ones because of you. We lift our hearts to you, oh God. We thank you that today is a day like no other. We thank you for leading us and guiding us. Holy Spirit, only you can usher us into the presence. The presence of God is here. Come on, let's honor the presence of God. Whatever he tells you to do is the time to do it. Whatever he tells you to say, speak it out of your mouth. The presence of God, the Almighty God, the Holy One. Father, you're the Most High God. There is none like you. We worship you, God. Let the church voice, we worship you, Father. Hallelujah. Father, we put sound to the cries of our heart. We put sound to the cries of our heart, God. We thank you for open heaven. Glory to your name, God. We bless your name forever, God.
The heavens are open. The gates are ever open. Lord, let us be open to you.
Holy Spirit, open our hearts. body of Christ, entertainment is over. That's a new song, isn't it? Wow. 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 In the body of Christ, performance is over. Everybody get a chance to participate. That's what God wants. God wants all of us open our heart, not just one or two. See how that song began to open everybody up? That's the Holy Ghost. Matter of fact, that song, I'm talking about Holy Ghost training sonship this morning. We didn't talk, did we talk? Did we talk? Holy Ghost, open my heart. Holy Spirit, open my heart is what I'm going to be teaching about. The Holy Spirit opening your heart to your sonship this morning. And how to manifest and how to get blessed and how to bless others and how to walk in the supernatural. How to walk in the reality of the truth. How to overcome arguments and reasoning and facts. Even overcoming facts. Facts that does not agree with the Bible. It takes the Holy Spirit to do that. Oh my Lord, stretch your hand. Let's pray. God, you're doing something. You're doing something in all of our heart, all the praisers' heart, my heart. You're doing something in this church, every member heart. Help them to have transformation. Help them to make transition that they can go into the levels and the realms and the dimensions that the Holy Spirit want to take the church. Help us to accept correction and direction. Help us to be able to walk in other levels and realms of the Spirit in power and confidence, in victory, in joy, and in peace. Thank you for every person under the sound of my voice here in the auditorium and around the world by internet. We thank you for every person tuned in that they will hear their word today from the Holy Spirit. Thank you for your power walking from person to person, touching each individual, giving them an answer to what they need today. We welcome you in the name of the Lord Jesus, Father. We welcome the Godhead in this house today. We yield to your Spirit. Thank you for everything. Then, Lord, we want to cover our president, vice president, Republican and Democrat, and independent, that the Spirit of the Lord may graft the heart of those in whom say they know you and put them in unity. We break all culture barriers, all racism, now in the name of Jesus. We thank you for oneness and that the United States of America can come to be one man through Christians. We thank you for it right now. We praise you, glorify you in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, shake hands with somebody. Make yourself friendly. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You may be seated. Let me see by hands how many first-time visitors we have. I know I saw some new faces on the monitor. Yes. Welcome, young lady. Who else? First-time visitors, first time here. Look at that. Hey, glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for giving us a chance. Amen. Yeah, giving us a chance. Thank you so much. I want the members around you to welcome you. Go ahead and welcome. Lift your hand again. The new. Yeah, I want you to welcome them. Yeah. Come on. She raised her hand. What y'all doing right there? All y'all visitors? We are so thankful. One back here. Where she at? Yeah, come on. Make her welcome. Come on. What y'all going to do? Put your hand back up, honey. Oh, y'all members? The other brother, y'all members?
What's the matter with him?
Glory to God. Well, we had service visitors. we had service a long time last Sunday, over 3 hours. Something broke out in here. Two lines of business I want to say, and I want the visitors to hear it. In this church, we're not going to have hitchhikers where you will not participate and apply the word that is given to you, and you're going to just hitchhike off the members that are already here, and you're not going to grow yourself. That's not going to happen here. And I want the members to be well aware of who you're sawing into, and ask them, do they have a job? Ask them if they look for a job. Don't just see, I'm trying to get you all debt-free. But if you don't understand principles with money, you're not going to get debt-free. So you got to know who you're dealing with. And, you know, members sometime will ride the boat if you let them. Y'all don't want to talk to me. You work all the week. You and your wife both working, all the children working. And this person here for years just ride on you. Don't let that happen. You understand? Preacher told me a word to the wise is sufficient. And we don't allow no womanizing here. You ain't going to jump from woman to woman in this church. We're not going to, because you're going to, then I'm going to show up. Then me, you and I are going to go out. And I just try to keep peace among, you know, got some nice ladies in here, nice gentlemen, but I just want it done right. Boy, y'all sure? Y'all don't let... Sometimes I wonder if y'all Christians or what. I'm talking Christian talk here, but you just don't want me to talk. You say, oh, that's going with the service. This the service. And no man will bring his wife to a church that he got to watch her every 5 seconds. I know some churches you got to watch them. You better go to the bathroom with your wife. I came up to some things these 47 years. I've seen some things that proclaim to be church and all kinds of things going on. And so that's why then I came out of the street when I got saved. I was 25, 26 years old. So I know the game. And so that's why God called me, because I know the game. So you can't get by me either. So don't just, you see, this thing about the poor, has robbed the church of prosperity. This thing about the poor. The church is more concerned about the poor than the other half of the Bible, which talk about prosperity. Right. You know, I say a person, if a Rolls Royce passed you and you don't turn your head, you prosperity dead. Yeah. Turn your head to look at it, not turn your head away from it. You probably prosperity dead. Or if you pass a person, build a beautiful home, any person, build a beautiful home, and you pass there and you don't look at it, you probably prosperity dead. If you prosperity alive, you will see this thing. You understand? Uh-huh. So I just want to take care of that little business, because it's a strong message I'm going to preach today. We're going to serve communion today. Stand up, Ronald. Your name, Ronald? Now I'm going to show you how I do this. I have two projects, two things I need to happen financially. And they're big. Last time, George, I sold a motorcycle to George. You got to preach up what I'm about to do. I sold a motorcycle in George, and I was one of my jets. I have had Ford's jet, and I needed to make something break. So I sold that motorcycle in George. As soon as I sold that motorcycle in George, the jet broke loose. I'm going to show you how I do it. Y'all think it just happened automatically. Uh-huh. So I got two things got to happen now. So I have a bike. When I first bought it, it cost me $20,000. I'm a sword in Ronald today. I want to make sure you know the right one. I'm sawing that Valkyrie in you. Yeah. I have it in the garage. I have it in the garage back there now. This is the way you do this. Now, let me tell you something else, very seriously. Y'all want to know something else, how this happened? Very seriously? All right, it came on my mind. I was in my bedroom, all right? But I have to wait for a confirmation. All right? Now, guess what the confirmation was? I went on my phone, and Ronald had text on my phone that he had witnessed to a 72-year-old man. And the man was cussing and cussing. He said he waited for his open. Then the man said, I don't know why the Lord left me yet as long. Then Ronald led him to Christ. Wait a minute now. You got to see this. Wait a minute now. Now the Lord is talking to me about giving him the bike. But I don't have the clear thing yet. But when he took care of the Lord's business. No, y'all didn't see it. You see it? See, when I saw that text that he got that 72-year-old man say, it confirmed in my heart he was the right man. Had not he witnessed to that man, he'd have missed that bike. Y'all don't see it. Ministering is so important, it has something to do with your promotion. You got it? See, the man, I'm trying to get y'all to see this. I don't want to hold you too long with it, but I want you to see this. See, the Lord just kind of, he just kind of tugged me about giving that bike to Ronald. I said, okay. I said, all right, you know. Because I ain't not just about giving my stuff away, you know. I got a collection. But then he says, then when I got to the phone, I said to my dad, and there was Ronald giving the testimony that he witnessed to this 72-year-old man. The Lord said, that was me talking to you. Go ahead and do it. Now, that's the way, but you got to hear from the Lord. Now, look at me, members. That's the way you get things are moving. You got to separate from something you lack. That's part of my collection, man. I don't even know if we might not be making them anymore. I don't know. See, so but you got to do it. Now, the two projects I got is larger than that bike, but that bike can aggravate it because Ronald my saw. Can I train you? See, I want y'all to know this stuff don't just happen automatically. It don't happen because you got to be every level you're on. Now, I'm on another level. I mean, I can give away $20,000 bike. I mean, but, you know, I'm on another level, but what level you're on? No, I shouldn't have given it to you. He said, Ronald. Amen. What the Lord says. So we'll talk about, I get the paper straight and everything is in the garage. Everything. Amen. You may be seated. Now we're going to serve communion today. And there's three significant things about communion I may share with you right before we share communion. It won't take long to share them with you. The past, the present, what communion represent in the past, what it represent in the present, and what it represent in the future. We need to know that, those three things. So I'll probably share that with you right before. I'm going to let the choir sing now, and then we'll get into the word. Sing that song again. That's the song that bespeaks what I'm about to preach. Gates forever open. right. All right. All right. My goodness. All right, Lord. All right. Young lady, you're going to have to get a job. You're going to have to go out and seek an employee just like everybody. I'm talking to you, like everybody else. You understand me? Now, I sent you back to your church, but I let you stay it here. I sent you back. You came from one of my son's church. I let you stay it here. Now, God put you under me to grow and to develop. Now, you're either going to take it or you're going to get broken this morning. When you brought me this first fruit and this wall seed, I looked at them. You need a job. This is not going to work. You need to get a job. This is not going to work. You need to get a job. You need to get your own car, and you need to let the Lord do some things for you, because you're going to be handicapped the rest of your life if I don't tell you as your father. If you want me to be your father, I'll be your father. I don't know your earthly father. I don't know your earthly mother. But spiritually, you're smart, too. You're smart. I found out about you. You're educated. So let not Satan rob you. Take it from a man of God. You can do better. You got me? All right. Okay. All right. Now, in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 12 and 13, I want to read them for a moment. And we can align with what the Lord, yeah, Lord, what the Lord want to train us in today. And while you open to 1 John 2 and put your finger there, and I'm going to do the best I can here. So much here that the Lord is saying to me. And no one is here by accident. First John 2. Put your finger in 1 John 2. Here in 1 Corinthians 2:12, it says, "Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of God." You see that? Now why? Why? 1 Corinthians 2:12. Why? That we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. In other words, if we don't, the things that are given to us of God comes through spiritual channels. They're not naturally, they're not mentally, it's of the spirit. Now the next verse is going to say something very, 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 very important. 13th verse. "Which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teaches." Now hear what I want you to hear. But watch what? Watch the who teaches? Watch the Holy Ghost teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. So there's the Holy Ghost as a teacher. You see that? He's the mighty teacher. I said the Holy Ghost is he's the master teacher. He is the original teacher that God assigned to teach all teachers about spiritual things. So there's nothing he does not know about God. Nothing he does not know about heaven. Nothing he doesn't know about blessing. Nothing he don't know about the kingdom. There's nothing he don't know about deliverance. There's nothing he don't know about freedom, the Holy Spirit. There's nothing even what you're dealing with, he knows it. He knows the solution, all right? Now, in 1 John 2, not John Gospel, not 1 John 2. I need you to stick with me. 1 John chapter 2, verse 27. 1 John 2, verse 27. "But the anointing which you have received of him abideth in you." Now, when you say anointing, the first person you think about is the Holy Spirit. He's the anointer, right? Anointing is that's the divine ability of God to do things beyond the ordinary. You heard me? The anointing is the divine ability of God to do things out of the ordinary, do the impossible. All right? So he says now, but the anointing what you have received of him abides in you, and you need not that any man teach you, but as the same anointing teaches you of all things, and is true, and is no lie, and even as it's taught you, ye shall abide in him. Now, the Holy Spirit training in supernatural sonship. Write that down. The Holy Spirit training in supernatural sonship. There has to be a training here. Arguments, opinions, facts, all can be changed by truth. It may be that they say your right knee need to be operated on. That's a fact. But as you believe God, before you get to the table, truth can overrule that fact. So any argument in your life, any opinion in your life that's going on now that do not agree with what life is all about, you have to know any fact, you have to know it can be overruled any moment if you function in your sonship properly. All right? Now, what the Holy Spirit wanted to do is, and I'll tell you what he got to deal with. He got to deal with some things. He want to remove the veil off of sonship. That veil been on sonship for a long time. Why? The church has been saturated with a substitute gospel. If you don't understand it, you're going to understand the next statement. If you don't understand that statement, you're going to understand the next statement. The sons of God has been raped with a self-help gospel. The sons of God, the sons and daughters of God has been raped with a self-help gospel. Not the real gospel, because when sonship shows up, your healing shows up. When sonship shows up, debt cancellation shows up. All right? Why many Christians refuse to accept the supernatural? Because of information, facts, reasoning, argument, even biblical knowledge. They argue about things. But remember this, truth and revelation knowledge changes all things. What I say? You just said a mouthful. You said something that the average Christian had never known. Truth and revelation. Come on, get it. Knowledge changes all of these. It changed information. It changed facts. It changed reasoning. It changed opinion. It changed argument. And it even changed a person who's talking with you with Bible knowledge. Bible knowledge is not revelation knowledge. It does not become revelation knowledge until the Holy Ghost get involved in it. To live in the supernatural is nothing is impossible. It's a dimension of miracles, signs and wonders. You cannot live in the supernatural without a revelation and faith. Are you listening to me? When you understand your sonship right, you no longer can operate in fear, worry, doubt, and unbelief. That's going out of your life. God is calling for perceivers and expectors. God is calling for perceivers. Write that down. God is calling for perceivers. In other words, you can perceive what's the next step here. Your sense is crying out, no, don't go that way. But you got a Holy Ghost perception. And firmly, I put down here, take your position in the spirit, which is dominion, subduing, and authority. And you do that by having the supply of the spirit. Everybody say, having the supply of the spirit.
Having the supply of the spirit.
Now, I really want to work with you on this. Letting the Holy Spirit train you in supernatural sonship. Say that. How many of y'all understand what I'm talking about when I say supernatural sonship? I'm talking about being able to function as the Bible say we can function. Let me take you to four things here that will help you to understand. You write these four things down. Let me get to them. That's four things I want to tell you. I'm going to go ahead of myself. I'm going to tell you these four things that you can operate in. Wait a minute. Take these four things and anchor bait them, because I'm going to have to come back to explain them later on. It may be in the next part of this series, but I want you to have them now. Number one, know that God has planned for you to walk in the miraculous. Amen. Know that God has planned for you to walk in the miraculous. Number two, relinquish all claims to your life. Give it to him. Total surrender to him. Relinquish all claims to your life. Number three, know your position of kingdom dominion and walk in it. Amen. Know your position of kingdom dominion and walk in it. And number four, I want you to have these four things, and I'm going to go back and then start teaching. I might not get to the explanation of them, but I want you to have them. Number four, take your position of power and authority over Satan. Take your position of power and authority. All right, Lord, I'll do it over Satan. Come on, repeat after me. Know that God has planned
for you
to walk in the miraculous. Number two, now that word relinquish, that's not a big word. It means just give up. All right, you ready? Relinquish all claims to your life. Otherwise, you're giving him total control, right? Number three, know your position of kingdom dominion. Boy, you ain't saying nothing. You just sitting there looking at me. I'm going to say it now. I'm going to look at your big lips. You better talk. Know your position of kingdom dominion. And walk in it.
Walk in.
He talked that time. I checked it out. He talked that time. He knew I was talking to him. Number four. Take your position.
Of power.
Of power. And authority.
And authority.
Over Satan.
Over Satan.
All right. Now. When you talk about letting the Holy Spirit train you in supernatural. Now this term. Supernatural sonship is not a regular term. I never heard it before. Have you, anybody ever heard supernatural sonship? Anybody know how? The term, supernatural sonship. I've been 40 years. I've been searching 40 years. I never heard that. So it's not a usual term, but it's got a reality in it. Say it, supernatural sonship.
Supernatural sonship.
Now, here's what we have. Many rather the emotional than the revelation of a supernatural church. And I got a note here, because of a lack of understanding. When the Holy Spirit opens our eyes, we will operate in supernatural sonship. Well, sickness, lack, and disease will have to leave. You're going to have to come to terms with this, that he is the father of my spirit. God is the father of my spirit. He's not the father of my flesh. He operates through my spirit. My being like him in his image and in his likeness is in spiritual order. All right? You know you don't look like God physically, right? Now, get this combination. He's the father of my spirit. He's the father of the Lord Jesus Christ. And he's the father of glory. Those three statements are important. He's the father of my spirit. He's the father of the Lord Jesus Christ. God is. And he's the father of glory. Now, when you talk about glory, glory is such an expansion and an enlargement that anything goes. His glory can make anything happen. All right? You know, I have a whole lot of scripture here. I want to deal with having the experience as a son. If you just can live in your sonship about 20 minutes, you'll never go back. Having this, I want the Holy Spirit to teach us how to have an experience as a real son of God, how to have an experience in the spirit realm, how to have real joy. All right. It is one thing to believe that the church is, that God is bringing the church into a new supernatural dimension of his power, and to believe that he will release miracles, signs, and wonders. I mean, you start experiencing miracles. Start experiencing signs and wonders, which we're not at the degree we should be.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
But the supernatural sonship will cause you to start experiencing the miracles. In other words, greater than anything you have ever experienced. His miracle power flowing in your life, your family, your job, and your community.
Yes, sir.
No glory. See, a man who have had an experience do not have to answer a man with argument.
Amen.
Talk to him up here now. See, the man in the argument, he just arguing. He don't know what you're talking about. But once you've had an experience, you can't tell me now that in this dispensation, God's Spirit does not raise people from the dead.
Amen. That's right.
You can't tell me God don't give people new knees, new lungs, new kidneys, and new heart. You can't tell me God can't change iron to bone. I've seen that. So I have had an experience. So your argument, you know, with your calculator don't mean nothing to me. With your scientific explanation don't mean nothing to me, because I've had an experience in the supernatural. Once you have an experience in the supernatural, the man with the argument is invalidated. Are you following me? So Jesus and the Holy Spirit want us not just talking about our sonship, but he wants us to experience the power that he has made available for us through the finished work of Christ. That's the cross, you see. And then the sending of the Holy Spirit, who is in charge today, who can make anything happen. He can. So not only the experience, my brothers and sisters, but if you're going to go into supernatural sonship, you're going to have to take hold of the power. What I said? You must position yourself to take hold of God's miraculous power. You see it throughout the Bible. See it throughout the Bible. You have challenges. You see in the Old Testament and New Testament. You see, the sentence had been placed on Peter. The sentence of death in Acts 12. But the church prayed him out and turned the sentence of death around, and Peter lived. When you take hold of the power of God, you can turn things around. You can change things that was going one way. You can turn it around and make it go the way you want it to go. Is that good news? That's good news. So you got to taking hold of the power. You must position yourself to take hold of the miracle power. What did the Lord want me to tell you? Why you have to position yourself to take hold of the power? It does not happen automatically because you say you're a church member. It does not happen automatically because you take communion. It does not happen automatically because you've been baptized with water. It does not happen because you tell the Lord, I drove 100 something miles to get here. You got to take hold of the power. Are you following me? Come on, stick with me. It will not happen automatically. Tell your neighbor, it won't happen automatically. Yeah, some of the things you got to get real of for it to happen. Traces of unbelief. You got to prepare your heart to have intimate communion with the Lord. You got to spend time with him. It's not going to happen. You got to spend time with him. And then you're going to have to take the word of God and align your mind with the mind of God. The Bible called it being renewed in your mind. You remember Romans 12, 2? You got to take your mind, align your mind, because otherwise your mind going to be jumping and hollering and hopping and saying stuff and putting doubt in you. And it's going to tell you can't go here, you can't have this. Don't pay that no mind. Align your mind with the word of God. So not only do you have to have an experience, then you have to take hold of the power. Are you hearing me? Now the third thing you're going to, this one, you better listen real good. Revelation precedes manifestation. Revelation precedes manifestation. In other words, before you can get something from heaven to happen down here, you're going to have a revelation. Are you listening? Revelation is the revealed will of God. The Holy Spirit is the revelator. It's the revealed will of God in your spirit, something that you couldn't think of. Are you following me? But it came to you by the Holy Ghost. Now about 25 minutes, the Lord, 20 minutes, I'm going to preach a little while, and then the Lord's going to hit this place. I can sense it already. There's a settling of the spirit. It's not a wild, emotional thing, but the Spirit of God want to do something in you today. You in agreement? How many of y'all in agreement with the Spirit?
Yes, sir.
How many of y'all wouldn't let him do what he want to do?
Yes, sir.
All right, so now, so revelation precedes manifestation. So the reason a lot of people don't have manifestation, you heard I talk about the self-help gospel, being positive-minded, being optimistic, all that's okay. But when it comes down to spiritual warfare, no. Turn it over, baby. Being positive-minded, being optimistic, huh? Being real smart. You was the head of your class, huh? That's not going to work spiritually. I just say right now, baby, you're going to have to lay your degrees down up in here. We're talking further than your degree. Southern and Harvard can't go here. LSU either. See, this is another, I'm not down on it. I'm just telling you, you can't use it here. It's another dimension. Religion can't work here. Your good beat can't work here. You got to have a revelation. You follow what I'm saying? Come on, now talk to me now. You got to have a revelation. The spirit, see, we're talking about the spirit world. We're talking about holiness, sanctification, righteousness. We're talking about dimensions and realms that are higher than any institution that exists. You know, a lot of these institutions think they're equal with the church. They're not. The church made them. They're not. You know, they get these high sororities and stuff, high class stuff. They think they're all that with all their little emblem and all that. They're not that high. It's the spirit that run the show. How many agree with me in here now? I know some of y'all sororities up in here, and you got your degrees and all that stuff. That don't matter right now, baby. I'm trying to take you to another dimension. Don't you park right there. This is not science. This is the spirit. Oh, glory to God. Oh, glory to God. One of the major reasons why so many Christians within the body of Christ refuse to accept the validity of miracles today and fail to believe that God still works miracles on the behalf of his people is a lack of revelation knowledge. It's a lack of the Holy Spirit revealing to them, you more than that. You more than a jump and a jerk. You had the ability to make something happen. What I say? Supernaturally. Miracles, signs, and wonders are knocking on your door. Now, supernatural sonship is your personal calling. God is calling you to let him function through you supernaturally. What's supernatural is not natural. It's not normal. Before you can operate in the supernatural miracles of God, you must have a revelation of God the Father in his power and glory. You know, thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. Now, one thing we got kingdom problem. What the kingdom problem is? We got government problem. We got leadership problem. We got submission problem. We got equal problem. You know what I mean by equal problem? Everybody in the spirit world equal? No! No! They're just like in the army. There are leaders. And I'm afraid to tell you, I'm glad to tell you, that know more than you. That has something to tell you to add on to what you read. And see, until you get there, you're not gonna be able to talk. You say, well, I know, read the scripture, you say, I know that. Do you? And then you'll have to have illumination in your heart. The Holy Spirit, he illuminates you in your heart. He gives you light on the inside, the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I said hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Ah.
Hallelujah.
Oh my.
Hallelujah.
Oh my.
Hallelujah.
Oh my. The Holy Spirit illuminates you in your heart. You couldn't see it. You couldn't see your way out. You couldn't see a breakthrough. Look like all the walls had you tied in. But the Holy Spirit shows you a door with your name on it.
What?
Nobody else see the door. They say there's no door there. You walk right on through it. Why? It's your door. There's a door for that situation. But you got to let the Holy Spirit show it to you. And you got to be bold enough to go by yourself. You heard that? You heard that? I heard that. Yeah, but you can't be operating the supernatural with a crowd of people. Right. You got to be bold enough.
Yes.
God show it to you.
Yes.
Say it. God, give me illumination.
God, give me illumination.
In my spirit.
In my spirit.
About every situation.
About every situation.
In my life.
In my life.
Glory to God.
Oh, y'all don't know what happened that time. You know what happened that time? God, give me illumination.
Show me the door
of every situation
in my life.
Wow, y'all don't know what's happening. Y'all know what's happening? That's the Holy Ghost, man. That's the Holy Ghost. Give me some water. God, give me illumination
of every situation.
Show me the door.
In my life.
Wow. That's man. Listen, I'm about to tell you something. You missed it. That was one of the hits about to come. See, I felt a strong anointing there. Because if God illuminates you, that situation is going to be taken out. Now, there's a swing. Every one of us in this auditorium and are watching me around the world or living below your means. This supernatural sonship is a trip, my brothers and sisters. It's a trip into another dimension. It's a trip where you're praying and God says something odd to you. And you have enough faith to act on it. And you walk out of a situation you've been dealing with for 15 years. May that fall on you today. May you receive that, the things you're dealing with, but God want to deal with them supernaturally. Sit down, let me teach you a little more. Now, we know revelation goes beyond mere head knowledge, right? All right. True revelation. Say this with me. True revelation,
is
born of the Spirit. True revelation is born of the Spirit. All right. This, I got to go real slow with this because this happened to so many of us. And I want to take it from you today. I'm going to take it from you and put you in another position. I want to take something you think, I want to take something from you that you think that is it. And I want to give you it in the place of it. All right, something you think that's it, because if you think you got it, if you think you got it, you're not going to look for it no more. Uh-huh. Now, listen to what I said carefully. Peter saw it, but couldn't get it until he had a revelation. Now, listen, I'm going to read this to you. The apostle Peter lived in close communion with Jesus. All right, could you say that? If you read the Bible, you know that. And he was an observer of Jesus' miracle. He watched blind eyes open, saw the power of God flowing through him to cast out demons and raise the dead. He saw that. But one day, Peter had a revelation.
All right, Dad. Work with it, Dad.
See, seeing and revelation are not the same. See, go back and say, Peter saw it, but couldn't get it until he had a revelation. See, you have seen it. You know more scriptures up in your head than the average church know. But that's not good enough. We can quote scripture all day long up in here.
That's right. That's right.
So you have seen the scripture.
Yes.
But you can't practice it. You can't have it. You can't walk it. You can't receive it until, talk to me. Until what? So you see your sonship. But you cannot have your sonship until you personally, not by group, you personally permit the Holy Spirit to give you a revelation of who you really are and what you really can have and what you really can do. Church will not be exciting to you until you find that out. You will not have to come to church by faith no more. If you find that out, you will not have to come to church by faith. You come to church by reality because you know the Lord going to speak to you and give you some more of what you want. And that's what have stunted the growth of the church and stunted the miracles, stunted the sign. And because too many of us have seen it. But do not have a revelation of it. The manifestation can't come by you seeing it. The manifestation comes when you have a revelation and know how to walk in it. You can't walk by faith without a revelation. You can't walk in love without a revelation. You can't fight the good fight without a revelation. You can't believe without a revelation. You can't receive without a revelation. Unless the Holy Spirit opens it up to you, you're waiting in vain. You don't have enough to make it happen. So I say you're healed. I say your house paid for it, your car paid for it. See, it's a revelation. Once you get the revelation, see, oh my, I heard something. Revelation, listen to me well. This is the Holy Ghost. I'm going to tell you something now. This is good. Revelation opened the door for special visitation. See, but when you get a revelation, the revelation opened a door. It set a highway for the Holy Ghost to travel on. Are you following me? And then there's a visitation. And when he visit, he never come empty-handed. Do you know the Lord knows your problem? Do you know the Lord knows your greatest dream? Do you know he can solve the problem and manifest the dream? Do you know we got to stop messing around with this emotional gospel? This self-help gospel which make you selfish? What make you praying all the time about what you need, what you want? Never prayed about your neighbor. Oh. Yeah, when we came out of the jungle of unbelief and denominational tradition, we came into the word of faith and came into the full gospel, but we forgot about the Lord's work. Give me a few more minutes, sit down. Give me a few more minutes. Matthew 16:16. We cannot be guessing about the Lord. We have to know. When he asked them in Matthew 16, who knew man said I am? They was guessing. See, See, when you got scripture with no revelation, you're guessing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
When you got a Bible verse with no revelation, you're guessing. You're not really in faith. You need a revelation. You need to know the answer before the answer show up. You need to know the answer. You need to have it before it manifests.
Come on, Dad.
But only revelation gonna bring it to you. You can't be guessing. Well, he might do it like that. That's not your business how he gonna do it. All you gotta do is come to a revelation. He is done. Say it's done. See, that's the way revelation say it's done. I'm not worried about how he gonna do it. God got a million ways to do things. But when I get a revelation, when God say, okay, that's all right with me. God said, okay, Leroy, that's it. I don't need you to talk to me. I don't need no phone call. I don't need no meeting. I don't need no second emotion. I don't need no voting. I heard the Lord say, okay. Through a revelation. See, you see, but you don't have it. So that's why we walk around heavy with scriptures. We can quote that Bible, but you don't have it. You just see it. I'm tired of looking at stuff. I'm tired of looking at stuff. I need stuff to manifest. I'm tired just talking about it. What good thing the Lord can do. I want him to do some of it. You see what I'm saying? See, that's what revelation. See, revelation precedes manifestation. So why is it that I had all these scriptures on this situation and it didn't manifest? No, here's why. You didn't spend enough time with the scriptures so the Holy Spirit can talk to you. You ran off with the scripture. But holy men of God wrote as they were moved by the Spirit. You were moved by the scripture.
Wow.
Are you getting your answer today? I'm all about to close. You got your answer? You getting your answer? See, do you have your answer? You see, you can see it, but you can't have it until the Holy Ghost teaches you about your supernatural sonship. That I'm talking about you. See, Jesus kept doing what he was doing because Jesus kept having a revelation of, first of all, who he was. See, you got to have a revelation of who you are. Not just a revelation of who Jesus is. Oh, y'all don't want me to talk to you this morning. Sit down. You got to let Jesus give. Jesus already know who he is. Jesus already know what he can do. But until you get a revelation of your sonship and your connection with the Father, just like Jesus, you're not going to do nothing. You depending on Jesus to do it for you, but Jesus can't do it until you have a revelation of who you are. If you don't know who you are, Jesus can't do it for you because you can't produce the faith to get it. Hear me well. You waiting on something God already have given you. The kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and the violent take it by force. The force of your sonship, the force of your divine connection, the force of your righteousness. You don't have to be begging and asking for this stuff. Take it. I said, take it. It's mine. I have it now. So I need a revelation of my sonship. I need a revelation of 1 John 4:17. As he is, so are we in heaven. Come on, turn to 1 John 4:17. I got to close. Turn to 1 John 4:17. My question is, how was he? How was he, Jesus? How was he when he was in the world? How was he? He was a miracle worker.
Yes, he was. Yes,
he was. He a son. Uh-huh. I'm a son. Sam Daddy.
Sam Daddy. I love it. That's a good preacher.
Sam Headquarters.
Sam Headquarters.
Sam Spirit.
Sam Spirit.
Then Jesus have assigned us to take his place in the earth realm and carry out the Father's business as he started.
Yes, sure did.
Because in John 14:12, he said, the work that I do, shall you do all. Then he said, greater works. What did he do? Where was he getting his power from?
You're teaching that.
Do you really know who you are?
Glory to God.
You need a revelation that there's nothing impossible for you to do or have.
Hallelujah.
I need somebody talking up in here.
That's good word. That's good word.
But it. Oh, Jesus, it has to come through the Holy Ghost, giving you a revelation that nothing is too hard for God. If thou can believe, talk to me, all things are possible to your sonship.
Yes, sir. To my sonship.
Miracles, signs, and wonders are normal to a revelation.
Whoa.
Wow.
If you're walking in your supernatural sonship and revelation, miracles will not over excite you. Why? You expect it to happen.
It's normal. I got you, Dad. It's normal.
Oh, man. Oh, man. Oh, man. You expected it to happen because that's the life you live. You live a life of revelation. What is it say in Matthew 16:16? What did he say? Y'all didn't turn down. I told y'all Matthew 16 and 16. Y'all got all caught up in the service. Huh? So you got a revelation. Now all the rest of them was guessing. All up ahead, they see John, Elijah, the of Christ. Son of. What did 17 voice say?
And Jesus answered and said unto him, blessed are thou, Son of God, for flesh and blood has not revealed it.
That is, flesh and blood has not revealed it to thee, but my Father would. Go on, what else he said after that then?
And I say unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church.
What else?
And the gates of hell shall not prevail against
thee. Wait a minute. The gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Malfunctioning. You know, something malfunctioning. Something supposed to go right, but it do something else. It's not doing what it's supposed to do. Your heart not keeping the blood pressure right. Or something like that. I mean, something, let's use some physical, something not happening right. That shouldn't prevail against you. But you have to have what Peter got just now?
Revelation.
A revelation. Peter said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. All I need, tell three people, all I need is a revelation. Now why? Here's why. Here's where we've been. Here's where we've been. Now here's where we've been at large. Every now and then we get a little leak, but 1 Corinthians 2:14. The natural man.
Yes, sir.
And I want to put another man in that same voice. I want the natural man and the carnal man. their cousin. They see alike. The natural man blind as a bat, and the corner Christian is blind as a bat. You don't know whether they're Christian or not because they act just like the blind man. Oh, blind man, do you see? No. Do you see? No, we both blind. The natural man cannot receive the things of God. The corner Christian cannot receive the things of God. You're carrying scriptures without revelation. Therefore, I can't give you the manifestation. Because if I give you a manifestation without a revelation, it's illegal. Satan could take me to court. This is his world. He's the god of this world right now because of what Adam did. But when you get a revelation, you switch on him. You ready? You switch in the realm of the resurrection. Philippians 3:10 said that I might know him and the power of his resurrection. When you get a revelation, you switch in the realm of the resurrection what overpowered Satan. Now, y'all didn't get it. I got to close. See, Paul said that I might know him and the power of the resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering. When you get a revelation from the spirit world, you raise from the dead. You rise from the deadness of that situation. You come out of the grave of that which got a hold of you. Why? You got a resurrection out of that sickness. A resurrection out of that lack. Someone have made you bitter. Someone have rubbed you wrong. And see, bitterness is a breakdown by satanic forces for you not to receive your promotion. But a revelation remove bitterness and bring you in a spirit of love. Oh, my goodness. Therefore, now you can't be stopped because you're working in another realm. So I'm seeing it for my first time. I'm seeing every time you have a revelation, you're walking deeper into the resurrection. We don't have to wait till Easter. Other words, let me close. When you get a revelation, you're no longer just a reader. Or you're no longer dealing with scriptures you remember. But they come alive. And they begin to produce the same results that Jesus got. Not on Sunday, but every day and everywhere you go. Any good thing can happen at any moment when a person shows up who has a revelation. Lift your hand and praise God. Lift your hand and praise God. Here's another. See, y'all stand up. All the rest of y'all stand up. Lift your hand and praise God. Lift your hand and praise God. Because this is too important to miss. It's beyond emotion. It's beyond religion. It's a revelation. When you get a revelation from the Holy Spirit is a teacher, it lifts you into the realm of the resurrection. When Jesus rose, that third day, he rose with the stamp on him that he had overcome everything. And everybody. All his haters. Everybody who tried to hold him down. Pharisees and the Sadducees. Everybody who says he wasn't what he was. But now they can't argue with it. He said, tear this temple down in 3 days. And on the third day, It'll come back up again. He got up. He got up, Roy. He got just like he said. In 3 days. Didn't he get up? That was a fulfilled revelation. And now you as a son and a daughter of God knows that all I do is read the scriptures and wait on the Holy Ghost to give me a revelation. Once I get a revelation, I'm going to close the book, dust myself off, and walk away, because I'm about to put some new garments on. I'm about to put on the garment of praise. Come on, where the praise is at? Come on. I'm about to put on the garment of praise right now, because I can't be defeated, because he rose on the third day. And when he rose, I rose with him. All I need is a revelation to put me in my right place. But I'm already up. Nothing can hold me down. I have my breakthrough now. The Lord give it to me. And what the Lord give to me, this world can't take it away. See your breakthrough. Whatever you need. See your door. See your door. See your door. See, whoa, see your breakthrough. Do you see your breakthrough? All I need is a revelation. I'm a supernatural son of God. I can do the same thing that Jesus did, because Jesus, the Christ, lives on the inside of me, doing it again. You ain't heard what I said. I said, Jesus, the Christ, living on the inside of me, doing it again. Whatever he did in Matthew, whatever he did in Mark, whatever he did in Luke, whatever he did in John, he's doing it again through the church. All I need is a revelation. Listen. My problem or my situation is an invitation for a revelation to bring a visitation to loose a manifestation. Your problem, you better hear this, I gotta close. The problems that you're dealing with are progress. It's progressing you through the process of trusting God at another level. What the enemy meant for evil, when you get a revelation, you and God, wait a minute, I didn't say God, you and God gonna turn it out for your good. Every problem you have right now is taking you to another level. Man, you didn't hear what I said. Did ask the point next to you, did you hear what he said? Every problem you have now is designed to take you to another level. Y'all ain't get it. You heard what I said, y'all? Every problem you have right now is set up to take you to another level. I'm trying to call, Glenn, would you? I'm going to say it another way. It's going to blow your mind. Every sickness you experience is aimed to take you to better health. All the sickness is a signal that you need a revelation for supernatural healing. Your money not right. Your money not right. And you tired of this money jumping. Your money not. Wherever you are now, in your finances, it's there to take you to another level. If you believe God and do what God tells you to do. Sing, come on, sing, John. Sing.
Hallelujah! Glory!
Hey!
Hallelujah!
Hey!
Praise him! Hallelujah!
Hey! Come on!
Glory! Every situation is for an invitation, for revelation and manifestation. Every situation is just an invitation for visitation, for revelation, for manifestation. If you have a situation, get ready for an invitation, a visitation, for revelation. Here comes your manifestation. If you have a situation, get ready for a visitation, for revelation. You have a circumstance or a situation you're about to receive a visitation. Open your heart for the revelation.
Yes.
Get ready for it right now. Your manifestation.
Yes.
If you have a circumstance or situation, you better get ready right now for your visitation. Open your heart today, right now, for the revelation. You can shout and praise him, cause you're about to receive manifestation.
Hey.
Come on, praise him. If you have a circumstance or situation, you get ready right now, for your visitation.
What?
You better open up your heart for his revelation.
Woo.
Get ready to praise him. You're about to receive it, your manifestation. Come on, you better open up your heart for his visitation. You better open your mind too for God's revelation. Then you better get ready to praise him. I'm talking right now for your manifestation. you gotta tap into the glory. It's not just the beat. It's the beat of victory. It's not just the beat. Come on, tap into the glory. Glory to God. Because it is. Because you have a circumstance. If you have a circumstance or situation, get ready to open your heart for his visitation. You better open up your mind. You're about to get a revelation. Get ready to praise him like you never have before for your manifestation. Come on, praise him. Receive it on the inside. No more opinions of your own. You better die. The resurrection power is on the inside. Hey! He's not a man, and he can't lie. Your manifestation comes from the
Christ. as a personal Savior. I want you to come stand up here with me. Person that's not been filled with the Holy Spirit, I want you to come right here right now. Persons who God is telling you this is your church, and today you've decided to become a member of Word of Life Christian Center, I want you to come here right now and stand with me. I'm going to wait on you a few moments. I want you to come stand with me. Power of God. Come on, son. Come on. Come on. Anybody else? Come on. You need to make Jesus your Lord, accept him as your Savior. If you've never been baptized with the Holy Spirit, come here with me and this young man and stand up here. Yes, ma'am. I see you coming. Come now. Wherever you are, come now. God leading your heart. See, I want you in this church. I'm sending you. I sent you here. I want you to be a member of this church. I want you to come stand with me right now. Let the Spirit lead you. I want you to hear the Holy Ghost's voice this morning. Just listen. Just listen. The Lord spoke to you this morning. Now answer. Answer up. The Lord is giving you an invitation for a visitation. He want to train you in the Word. Train you in the supernatural. Come this way. Come stand with me. If you never accepted Jesus, just come up here and stand with me a few moments. I'm going to pray with you. Pray for you. Come on, don't be afraid. I know God has spoken to your heart. Come on, whoever you are, come stand here with me. That's what the Holy Spirit said. He said, I want you to stay right down here. I'm trying to follow him in every way he wants me to go. Last Sunday, he had me give the invitation before I preach. You remember? Now, he told me to stay down here today and say, tell him to meet you at the altar. So come on. Yeah, I am. I'm at the altar. I'm following the Lord's instruction. He knew there was a certain way that the invitation had to be given for you. So he left me down here to give it. Where are you? There are others too standing. Where are you? I just got to talk to you. You're shocked. You're broke. You're shaking. I just got a few moments. Over here. Spirit is scanning. Because God got to get his people where they can get fresh meat and fresh fruits. A fresh word. All right? One more time. Are you coming? Lift one of your hand, ma'am. Lift one of your hand, young man. Father, this precious lady and precious young man, today I come in full agreement with their lives about spiritual things, that they will grow and develop and see and have revelation and understand who they really are. I praise you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you, ma'am. What's your name? Nice to meet you, Mr. Craig. What's your name, sir? All right. Go with him for a minute. He's going to give you some information for me. Well, let's praise God. Maybe seated for a moment. We're going to receive the offering in a few moments. A tithe and offering are acts of obedience. You notice how I've said I have two financial situations that I want the Lord to just manifest. You notice I sowed a seed. You notice that. You got to sow what he tell you to sow. You know. You can't say, Lord, I like that bite. You know. No, you got to let it. You got to let it go, man. You got to let it go. Yeah, let it go. I remember when he told me, he says, get Ladue a house. Ladue didn't know nothing about it. Me and my family knew, so we got to hustling. We got it, got the keys, and told Ladue, him and his family, to meet us at a certain address. He met us. The house was there. I gave him the key. This is what the Lord told me to do. It was only a starter for him, you see. Now he got a nice house. He stayed right down the street and he worked here. Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, he don't mind me saying it. We broke a cycle. See, I heard the person who run that place where he was staying had made a statement that he'll never get out. I heard that after the Lord. I heard the Lord first. When I heard that, he was already out. Let's just go ahead and prepare and receive the offering. Because I got a little thing I want to read to you before you receive your communion. Let's receive the offering. If you need an envelope, just lift your hand. The jet is a little more than $3 million something now. Huh? 3.7 that have come along with many millions have faded. And we're going to finish paying for it this year. Yeah. See, they had what you call a five-year balloon note. Ain't going to be no balloon. It'd be a parachute. We're getting up out of there. I tried to do things. I was going to give Ronald that bike in private. And then the Lord, I got in trouble. The Lord said, no, you know why? What confirmed that? He was doing my work. If you hadn't done that work, if you hadn't paid attention to that bike, you wouldn't have that bike today. You might have got it next week or next month or next year sometime. You wouldn't have got it today. But the Lord confirmed it. And it was a revelation to me that when we build about the Father's business, he'll give us a desire of our heart. Sweating it. Everybody got an envelope? Everybody plan on giving? I don't have no sad story to tell you. Church ain't gonna go under if you don't give nothing. Why? It can't go under, it's already paid for. The only thing is that jet, and they're gonna knock it out there. We're dead free, man. Glory to God. Huh? Then we found out in ministry of help work, my house not the only house paid for. I mean, who else house paid for up in here? Look at here. Who else? Put house paid for. Look up in here. Look up in here. How can I be stealing all the money? How they paid for their house? The Halo testified, Hunt Ray House, they paid for it in 3 years. They're living in a debt-free house. How many house paid on? Jesus. That's good. That's wonderful. That's six or seven hands. Put them up again. I want them. Come on, y'all. Let's rejoice. My goodness. Hallelujah. They pledged $125,000. Here it is. Just finish it. He gave it to them in a year. I mean, they're paying some of this, the balance here. But the $125,000 paid. What? What you say? Yes, ma'am. Trust me, I'm done fighting you. See? So what she was really fighting is a revelation going to take her to another level. And she said, this for you, Apostle. That's $700, that's $220. She said, I'm through fighting you. She didn't give up. You know what that means, right? Oh, y'all don't know it. There you go. That's your jet plane. Yes, ma'am. Right. I receive you. Yeah. She said, I thought I heard wrong, you know. She said, I'm through fighting. See, the revelation. If you don't get the revelation, you'll fight. Because I say some stuff off the wall sometimes, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm seeing stuff by revelation. And so if you're not having revelation, I say something, you say, I don't know about all that. No, you don't know. You need a revelation. I'm through fighting you. I wish everybody heard that. Because you ain't going to win. It's a God thing. I'm doing what God told me to do. God, people have been broke too long and been suffering too long, and we just got to have breakthroughs here now. Amen? All right, y'all ready? How can that man give that woman give $125,000 and you ain't give $15? That's why you don't have the 125,000. Come on, y'all got to learn. See, all these things for a reason. It's a lesson for you. Get blessed. Don't envy. Get blessed. Father, we thank you. You have already set us up by tithes and offering, seed time and harvest, giving and receiving. And we are thankful today of all those people, homes that are paid for. This is not ordinary, Lord. I know it's not ordinary. And I'm just thanking you for those who have experienced this, that you will pay their houses off. And that every person under my voice will live in a debt-free house. We thank you and we praise you for it. And give them strategies. Give them wisdom of how to do it. Give them favor of how to do it. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you and praise you. Amen. Where Donnell? Donnell had his hand up. Where he at? He had his hand up? I want to make sure he had his hand up. Real soon, Leroy going to have his hand up. Hey, hallelujah. Real soon. Soon and very soon. All right. They have received the offering. They're receiving it now. Those of you who have given your offering, you be seated. You can get the table. Thank you so much, gentlemen. Now, you might want to make note of this. I think it's going to help you with your communion. Help you with getting your healing now. I'll straighten anything else out. The three little things I'm going to share with you. They're going to be in a minute. I'm going to share with you the past, the present, and the future meaning of communion right quick. Past is significant. The significance of the past, present, and future of the Lord's Supper. Now you can write the scripture down. Matthew 26:26-29. Mark 14:22-25. Luke 22:15-20. And 1 Corinthians chapter 11. Verse 23-25. I'm not about to preach again. I just want taking communion is going to be different to you today. The past significance of what we're about to do, it is a remembrance of Christ's death for the believer, redemption from sin and condemnation. Got it? Through the Lord's Supper, we're once again confronted with the saving death of Christ. And its redemptive significance for our lives. Christ's death is our ultimate motivation against falling into sin and for abstaining from all appearances of evil. It is thanksgiving for the blessing and salvation of God made available by Christ's sacrifice on the cross. That's the past significant. The present significant when we take this bread today. The Lord's Supper is a fellowship with Christ and a participation in the benefit of his sacrificial death. We're talking about present now. So when you take that cup, you're getting your benefits. You're partaking your benefit. As well as fellowship with other members of the body of Christ. We're going to take it together, right? In this supper with the risen Lord, he as the host become present in a special way. It is a recognition and proclamation of the new covenant by which believers reaffirm the lordship of Christ and commitment to do his will. To remain loyal, to resist sin, and to identify ourselves with his mission. Now I'll do this community after community until we get it. The future significant. The Lord's Supper is a foretaste of the future kingdom of God. And the future Masonic banquet, when all believers will be one with the Lord. It looks forward to Christ's imminent return for his people. You know, I dealt with myself. I said, you need to study this more and believe for Jesus coming more. I think it'll make you live better. And not only that, the future Masonic banquet, looking forward to Christ's imminent return for his people. He's coming. I said he's coming. This world may think it's in control, but Jesus is coming. And it is about the dramatized prayer. When you take this communion today, thy kingdom come. So those three things happening. I know you didn't get them all, but I just want to speak them over you. And now, Father, may all three of those significant reasons for us partaking of this table. You're coming back. It's a fellowship. It's a reminder of who we really are and who you really are. I thank you for my brothers and sisters who are about to share that we are in the same family. We have the same God, same Father. So this bread be blessed, this wine be blessed, and we'll partake it with holy reverence in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, gentlemen, you can serve the people. He said to me, he always wanted to give a check like this. I believe you have the same sermon. It's $1,000 check. And he says, I prophesied the other day that his business was going to be off the hook. He says, off. That was just a few days ago, Lord. Just a few days ago. But he had the desire to sow this check. And he got an opportunity to sow this check. Now, I told you, some people might get upset when I say this. But I told you that actually, now the Lord see all other things, but I was told that God count by 1,000. 1,000 on the Calvary Hill. A day with the Lord is as 1,000 years. You go on. So, and then you know it got more $100 bills than it had ones, right? Check your wallet. You might be on the wrong end. See, you got to raise your mentality about this. I know we're serving communion, but this got something to do with it. God's children living like God wants them to live. Amen. 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 I call all business off the hook in here. A business don't have no business not being off the hook connected with this ministry. This ministry off the hook. One of the hooks in ministry is men controlling you. Money controlling you. Money become your master. Money not your master. Jesus, you about to celebrate your master now. Jesus. Hallelujah. Y'all got something 50 years sing a little something.
Lord, we come to you on one accord. Lord, we honor you on one accord. Accept our praise and worship we as one. Your blood is ever working, thy kingdom come. Hallelujah. Your blood kingdom come.
Ready? All right. You're about to do something out of the ordinary in taking your communion today. I just was inspired by the Holy Spirit. The portion on both sides of you, if you're on the end, you've got to reach over. But the portion on both sides of you, I want you to tell them out of your heart, I love you. Lift your bread. He says, as often as you eat his bread, you do it in remembrance of my broken body for you. Take you, eat ye all of it. Now you look at them two persons and tell you, I love you forever.
I love you.
No matter what happened, I'm still going to love you. We have a long time to be around each other, you know. Eternity is a long, long time. As you lift this cup, the great significance is that we are brothers and sisters in Christ. We have the same Father. Even though we don't all think alike all the time, but we're still in the same family. We drink with thanksgiving that it's all been paid for. Feet when you get a chance. Stand on your feet. You got blessed today?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Young man, you been here before? Them glasses on back there. Yeah, all right. You a member here? Oh, but you visited here before. All right. I can talk to him if I want to talk with him. May you see. May you experience. Go ahead. May you experience and see. I receive. May you experience and see all the revelation we talked about today. And may your life have resurrection moment in it all this week as you go. Go full of love, full of peace, and full of joy. We'll see you. God bless you. God bless you.
I need you enter in your presence. Enter in this place.
Enter in
your presence. So Lord, enter in this place. Enter in with your presence. So enter in this place.